What if you could get a complex medical diagnosis not in days, but in under 15 minutes? And what if that test happened not in a centralized lab, but right in a local clinic, at a factory site, or even from a device in your own home? This isn't science fiction. This is the reality of a technology wave that's breaking across industries right now. And this week, we're unpacking what it means for your business. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping U.S. and European business strategy. I'm your host, Susie.
And I'm Troy, your analyst.
This week, Troy, we're tracking a powerful theme that appeared in a dozen different reports, the explosion of point-of-care testing, or POCT. It's moving beyond the hospital into oncology, diabetes care, and even environmental monitoring for manufacturers. We'll look at a major diabetes tech launch in Germany, a new German platform for industrial pollution sensing, and a U.S. government framework designed to get these technologies to market faster.
Exactly. This is about the decentralization of diagnostics. The core technology, biosensors, microfluidics, and AI, is creating new competitive landscapes. We'll analyze the immediate threats and opportunities this creates for Western companies.
Let's start with the big picture. A report from the University of Illinois Cancer Center on July 13th called POCT a paradigm shift in oncology. Troy, what exactly is point-of-care testing, and why is it a paradigm shift?
POCT moves diagnostics from a central lab to wherever the patient or the point of need is. Instead of sending a sample away and waiting days, you get a result in minutes. The technology driver is the integration of biosensors and microfluidics, essentially a lab on a chip, often connected to a mobile device.
The report mentioned a specific example from their own lab, a liquid biopsy technology. What does that do?
It's a system that can detect oral cancer biomarkers from a saliva sample in under 15 minutes. This is the paradigm shift. For U.S. and European medical device manufacturers, this isn't an incremental improvement. It's a fundamental change. It threatens the entire centralized lab model. The opportunity is to develop or license these rapid, portable diagnostic platforms.
So for trading companies, does this mean sourcing completely new types of devices?
Precisely. Distributors need to be looking at these new players, many coming out of university labs like the one at Illinois. The market is shifting from large million-dollar lab machines to smaller, decentralized, and often disposable testing kits and readers. Early partnerships will be critical.
So what's the actionable insight for executives this week?
If you're in the healthcare or medical device sector, you need to map your 5-year product strategy against the rise of POCT. Ask your R&D teams, how can we integrate rapid on-site diagnostics into our existing product lines? Or what new ventures should we be exploring? The competitive barrier is no longer just device performance, but speed and accessibility.
That brings us to a perfect real-world example in Europe. A press release from July 10th announced that Diabay Loop and Vicentra have launched a new automated insulin delivery system in Germany. What is this system?
It's called the DBLG2 system. It integrates three components: Vicentra's Kaleido, a very small insulin patch pump, the Dexcom G7 Continuous Glucose Monitor, or CGM, and Diabay Loop's DBLG2 algorithm, which runs on a smartphone. The system automatically adjusts insulin delivery based on real-time glucose data from the Dexcom sensor.
So it's a smart automated pancreas. Why is this launch in Germany significant this week?
It represents the maturation of these integrated, software-driven medical devices in the key European market. Germany is the first launch country, with the Netherlands slated to follow. For European medical manufacturers, this is a direct competitive threat. It's a highly patient-centric system that relies on interoperability between different companies' hardware, Vicentra's pump, Dexcom sensor, all orchestrated by Dialoop software.
What should U.S. medical device manufacturers take from this?
They need to recognize that the value is shifting to the software and algorithms. The DBLG2 system's intelligence is in the smartphone app. U.S. manufacturers must prioritize software development and partnership ecosystems. A standalone device, no matter how good, will struggle against a fully integrated automated system like this.
And for trading and distribution companies?
They need to build expertise in selling and supporting these complex digital health ecosystems. It's no longer just about moving a physical product. It's about understanding software compatibility, data management, and providing system-level support. Distributors who can do this will become indispensable partners.
So the immediate action for executives.
Review your partnership strategy. In this new landscape, a competitor's component, like the Dexcom G7 sensor, can become a critical part of your own system offering. Western executives must be more open to multi-company collaborations to compete with these integrated solutions.
This technology isn't just for healthcare. A July 14th announcement from German research institutes shows POCT is moving into environmental diagnostics. Troy, what have they developed?
They've created portable POCT systems for real-time monitoring of pollutants in water, soil, and air. These devices use sophisticated biosensors, electrochemical, optical, or piezoelectric, integrated into a mobile platform. An operator can go to a site, take a sample, and get a result for heavy metals, pesticides, or chemical spills in minutes, not days.
This seems directly relevant for our manufacturing audience. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It creates both a compliance tool and a competitive risk. On one hand, U.S. and European factories can use this technology for immediate on-site environmental monitoring of their own wastewater or air emissions. This can prevent costly regulatory fines and shutdowns. On the other hand, regulators and public interest groups could also use these cheap, fast devices, increasing scrutiny.
So it's about getting ahead of the curve. What about for trading companies or industrial suppliers?
This opens a new market vertical. Companies that supply testing equipment to manufacturers should immediately look to partner with these German research institutes or their spin-offs. There is a massive opportunity to sell these devices for applications in precision agriculture, industrial safety, and municipal water management. The key is to market it not as a lab instrument, but as an operational tool for field technicians.
What's the actionable insight here?
Executives in manufacturing and heavy industry should pilot these on-site environmental POTC systems now. Use them to create a real-time baseline of your environmental footprint. This data is invaluable for optimizing processes, proving compliance, and managing risk before it becomes a public crisis. It shifts environmental management from a reactive lab-based process to a proactive operational one.
So we have these incredible technologies, but getting them from a university lab to a commercial product is notoriously difficult. A July 10th release from Sandia National Laboratories in the U.S. seems to tackle this head-on. What is their Compass framework?
Compass is a strategic tool designed to bridge the infamous Valley of Death in technology commercialization. That's the gap where promising lab research fails to become a viable product due to a lack of market knowledge, funding, or business expertise. The framework systematically assesses a technology's commercialization readiness level, or CRL.
I've heard of technology readiness levels, or TRLs. How is a CRL different?
A TRL measures if the technology works. A CRL measures if it's ready to become a product. It analyzes the competitive landscape, intellectual property strategy, regulatory hurdles, and potential revenue models. It gives researchers a clear, business-focused roadmap, which is often the missing piece.
Why does this matter globally this week, especially for our audience?
It signals that a major U.S. national lab is getting serious and systematic about technology transfer. For U.S. and European manufacturers, this means a more reliable pipeline of cutting-edge technologies, like new sensors or materials developed at Sandia, will become available for licensing. It de-risks the process of adopting deep tech from government labs.
So for trading companies or venture capital, what's the angle?
This is a scouting tool. The Compass framework effectively pre-vets technologies for commercial viability. Companies and investors looking for the next breakthrough should be monitoring the technologies that come out of Sandia's pipeline with a high CRL score. It's a signal that much of the initial business due diligence has already been done.
What is the key action for executives based on this?
Executives in technology-intensive industries should instruct their corporate development and R&D teams to engage with tech transfer offices at national labs, like Sandia. Specifically ask about frameworks like Compass. This is an opportunity to gain early access to breakthrough technologies that are being explicitly prepared for market entry, giving you a significant first-mover advantage.
All right, Troy, a lot to unpack this week. Let's distill it down. What is the strategic summary for our listeners?
First, point-of-care testing is fundamentally decentralizing diagnostics. This isn't just about healthcare. It's moving into industrial and environmental applications. The core driver is the fusion of biosensors, microfluidics, and mobile computing.
Second?
The competitive battleground is shifting from standalone hardware to integrated software-driven ecosystems. The Diabel Loop launch in Germany is a perfect example. Success now depends on smart partnerships and a strong software strategy, not just a superior device.
And the final most important takeaway for Western executives?
Action is required on two fronts. First, actively scout and pilot these emerging POCT technologies, whether for new product lines or for internal operational advantages, like environmental monitoring. Second, engage with programs like Sandia's Compass to license de-risked breakthrough technologies from national labs. In a rapidly decentralizing world, waiting for technology to mature is no longer a viable strategy. You must engage with it at the source.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The intelligence we've discussed today can help you stay ahead of the competition and turn technological disruption into a strategic advantage. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
Join us next week for Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you never miss a briefing, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and visit us at troytechnical.com for deeper analysis. Thank you for listening.